You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Truck Nation, get into a Chevy now. The truck that always has your back. Receive up to $12,000 off on select 2018 trucks right now at Lakewood Chev. Our next guest signed a two-year, two-way contract with the Edmonton Oilers, former draft pick of the Carolina Hurricanes. Keegan Lowe joins us. Keegan, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're excellent. Jason Greger here, along with Jason Strudwick. I remember when you got drafted, Keegan, you said it was very important for you that, you know, you're kind of relieved that you didn't get drafted by the Oilers just because you kind of wanted to make a name for yourself. Why is that, you know, now the time where it's okay for you to be in the same organization that that your father's still a part of?
I think just then, back when I was a little younger, and I had played in Edmonton in junior, and I just wanted to kind of go off and prove to myself that I can play at the pro level. I'm older now, I'm more mature, and I just, now it's just about finding the best spot for me and for my career. So I think now that I've been somewhere else, I've been in two other organizations, that it's worn off the fact that I didn't really want to be in Edmonton.
Keegan, you know, we were in the gym the other day together, and, you know, thanks for picking up the weights after I put them all down all over the place. I appreciate that. But, you know, you're 25 years old now, and I was blown away by how much you've changed, you know, and I've seen you kind of intermittently, but I haven't seen you, like, you know, in a gym setting for quite a while. And, you know, you're a man now, you know, and, you know, do you start to get the sense, like, that you know what to do and how to prepare and what that feels like and looks like, you know, more so than maybe when you were 19, 20, just breaking into the pros?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, just like anybody knows, experience is the most important thing. And being through training camps, being through five pro seasons now, and knowing kind of what it takes and what kind of shape you have to be in and how hard you have to work, definitely all plays a factor in that. That's for sure.
Keegan Lowe joining us. Keegan, as a player, you know, you did get into a few games late in the year with the Edmonton Oilers after spending the last few in the American League. How have you evolved as a player? What makes you feel you're closer now than you were a few years ago?
I think I've improved a lot of things. Most importantly, my skating. I think my skating's improved drastically to the point where it's more of an asset of mine as opposed to, you know, being an issue. I think puck skills are something I can continue to work on but also have improved over my pro career. Most importantly, just getting the puck up to the forwards and getting it into their hands and transitioning the game. I think it's something I've gotten a lot better at. And doing it quicker and quicker, but we'll continue to work on that as well.
Obviously, the goal is to get to the National Hockey League, no question. You feel like you're still pushing for that. At the same time, though, you know, you're a guy under the AHL, the veteran rules. You're looked upon as a veteran, and the Oilers will have some young guys. You saw two of them last year, well, three, I guess, in Mantha, Bear, and Caleb Jones. And, you know, just like at the NHL, it's imperative for young guys to have veterans around. How important do you take that role on, and was that part of the conversation you had with Peter Chiarelli, that, yeah, we're signing you to compete for the NHL job, but if not, we want you to be a leader at the American League level to our young defensemen?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I take a lot of pride in that. I love doing it now that, you know, I have some experience in the American League level. You know, playing with Bearsy and Jonesy and Mantha last year, it was a lot of fun for me to work with them and, you know, not necessarily teach them anything as far as the game goes, but as far as, you know, preparation and being good pros and just working hard every day and just kind of being a good leader in that sense of the word, but also learning a lot from them. I think something I've learned a lot over the course of my career is that something that's going to help me get to the next level is also helping the other guys get to the next level, and that's just being a good influence on the guys around me.
We got Keegan Lowe on the show, signed a extension with the Edmonton Oilers for the next two seasons. Keegan, you know, when you talk about that evolution of your skating, and then, you know, now you kind of want to work on the puck handling, is that something you strictly have to do on the ice, or do you find you can find some ways to work on that off the ice?
Definitely both. I mean, they're definitely doing a lot of work off the ice, but as much as you can do off the ice, nothing really emulates, you know, being on the ice and handling the puck and with your skates on and moving around. So I think most importantly, being on the ice, but there's always stuff you can, you know, like help with the stuff on the ice, doing it off the ice, because you can't be on the ice all the time. So a little bit of both, but most importantly on the ice.
Keegan, you look at the difference in the entire organization, specifically for a defenseman. Now you're going to have Dave Manson running the blue line in the American League and Trent Yanni running the blue line in the National Hockey League. So two guys who played. Trent Yanni's had a lot of success in other organizations. Dave Manson's worked with young players now for the last 12 seasons in the Western League. For a D-man, and you mentioned you've been in other organizations, how imperative is that? What can you learn from guys like that, and what's the difference make for a different coach for you?
I think a lot, just having different coaches, two new coaches in this organization when it comes to, you know, the assistants running the D, and then having, you know, numerous different coaches throughout my career. You know, each one has a different view on things and different points in which they stress. And so it's good to get the new, you know, a new set of eyes on you and a new guy, you know, feeding you information that you might not have heard or a different point of view. So, you know, I'm always up for that. It's definitely going to be very positive on all of us for sure.
When you look at you know, working in a situation that there'll be two new coaches, whatever you are, how much do you kind of just have your own kind of routine as far as maybe, you know, in the morning skate or before a game? And how open are you to hearing what other people have to say? Maybe, you know, why don't you try this or try that? Because when you feel good about your routine, sometimes it's hard to break out of it.
Yeah, for sure. I think that comes and goes with seasons, though. At the start of the season, I'm always, you know, completely open to trying different things and kind of figuring out what's going to work for you that year, because something that may have worked for you in previous years or the previous season might not be exactly what you need the next season. So I kind of always go into every season with an open mind. I'm not one of those guys that once I get set on something, I got to stick with. So yeah, definitely open to hearing what, you know, suggestions and what other people have to say.
Keegan Lowe joining us. Keegan, having watched Jones and Bear last season more than most of us, what impressed you about those two young individuals?
Oh, tons. I mean, they both have tons of upside and tons of promise. Even over their first year pro, they both got so much better. But, you know, I was lucky enough, I played, you know, a better half of the year with Jonesy there. And, you know, he's just super, super poised with the puck. He's got a good shot, and he's a good skater too. So, you know, they've got a lot of those puck skills that I talk about that I could learn from them. So it's definitely they're both definitely very promising prospects. You know, Bearsley's got the big shot, but they're very similar players as well.
We got Keegan Lowe on the show. Just signed a 2-year extension with the Edmonton Oilers. Keegan, now what's up for you for the summer? You know, we're heading into June. Is that when you start kind of ramping up your off ice, or do you wait a little bit longer?
Yeah, no, for sure. Usually, been at it for a few weeks now. I think this is maybe the third or fourth week. Now that we're getting into June, we'll start getting on the ice more. Start, you know, doing a bunch of skating stuff, and then just as the summer progresses, you know, you get on the ice more and more every week goes by, and your training progresses from, you know, just more maintenance stuff to trying to peak for, you know, that September camp.
It's become something now you've done for many summers, so I think you know how to do it. But is there anything different you're going to work on this summer, Keegan? Is puck skills, like, are you a guy, have you looked into a skills coach? I've seen a lot of players are getting those guys lately.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's definitely a trend now. You know, skill is more important than it ever has been, and that's definitely going to be my big area of focus for me this summer, and skating as well, because the game's getting faster every year, and if you think you're good enough one year and you think, oh, I don't need to work on that this summer, then you're going to slowly fall behind. So definitely those are the two big areas of my on-ice game, and then, you know, off the ice, just making sure I'm in as best shape as I can coming into camp.
Well, Keegan, best of luck. Congratulations on the contract. Enjoy your summer.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Good talking to you.